everyone. I'm Lucas Laudentin. This is Hawk Talk, a student podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. We are in Studio Q at North Campus Day, October 22nd. On today's show, we're going to recap some of the sporting events that have gone on with Quincy University over the last couple weeks, maybe preview a few over the next weeks, and then maybe at the end talk a little NFL football with the season about halfway through. My guests today are Tyler Menendez and Colin Fitzgerald. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. Happy to be on.
Doing great.
Yeah, so jump right in. Start with the football that had a game yesterday.
Start with football, yeah. They play UIndy, pretty talented team. Put up a fight against them.
Yeah, that's a really good program, and UIndy moved to 7-0 with the win.
Brock Inman, good buddy of mine, with a big pick six, defensive touchdown.
Yeah.
Dog. Absolute dog.
Defense had a really good game outside of a couple scores, like, it, you know, towards the end of the fourth quarter. Made it look a little bit worse, but defense kept them in the game.
Yeah, I don't think they had any real intention of planning on winning that game. I think they were a lot closer than they had anticipated. So, good for them getting out there against a real good team.
Yeah, not many teams have kept it close against Indy.
No, not really. J.Q. Brown getting the other touchdown. He had only 50 rush yards, 7 attempts, but a touchdown. He had a 33-yard run for his long.
That's the second straight week that he's had a good game. Last week they were at William Jewell. He had 129 rush yards, averaged almost 10 yards a carry.
Yeah, it took a big win there, 41-28. That was a good one.
Yeah, I mean, even though been 1-2 over the last 3 weeks, but they played really well. He had two losses to Truman and Indy. Those are two really good teams.
Yeah. Drake Davis, QU quarterback, 243 yards, two touchdowns, 19 for 36. Not a bad day. Had a 60-yard bomb. Pretty solid day for him. Jaden Washington also picking up a tutty.
Yeah, 41 points. Everybody on that offense had a good game.
Davis actually took one in on the ground. Looks like he ran one in. A 19-yard run.
I believe if they win out, they can get a bowl game.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, it currently stands, they're 5-3, so 3 games left. Next week, they're at home against McKendree.
Second in the conference is, I think, what they're shooting for.
Yeah, well, I mean, they only got the 2 losses. They've got the 3 games remaining, all very winnable games.
Yeah.
Best Hawks football season I've seen since being a student here.
Yeah, by far.
Pretty exciting. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Keep going, boys.
Well, that's big, not just for this year, but, I mean, for recruiting and all that for the next few years of the program.
Yeah, dude. Seriously, win games, get more guys to come. I mean, I feel like we get a lot of talent, but nobody wants to stay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody really buys in.
A good football team is big for the college, too, having a good football team.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome. Like, I want to go to football games.
Exactly. Everybody does. Football games are awesome. Nobody wants to go when your team's getting blown out.
Yeah.
It's not fun. They got McKendree next week at the Rock.
Yeah.
3:00. Tune in. Big game.
What's
McKendree up to this year?
They're not doing too hot.
Let's see where they're at.
Missouri S&T the weekend after that, the last home game of the season.
2-5 on the season. Tough. Took Upper Iowa into OT. Got a dub there. Good for them.
Yeah.
Wow, they lost their first 5. They lost their first 5 and won their last 2.
Well,
they're coming in on a heater. Yeah. Look out. Bearcats coming in.
Yeah, Miners from S&T after that, they're also 2-5 or 2-6. So
yeah, they just beat McKendree just beat S&T 20-17 yesterday. Oh, that was a homecoming game. McKendree homecoming game. Big homecoming win. That's huge. Huge for them. Yeah. But we're not talking about them.
Yeah, we're talking about the QU football team.
Now they're coming in. Yeah. We'll see what the Hawks can do next week in that game. Yeah. Hopefully catch a win, stay on this hot streak. 6-3 wouldn't look too bad.
Yeah, want to move on to volleyball here?
Yeah, we can move on to volleyball.
And women's volleyball has been playing really well, too.
Impressive season. Volleyball games always electric to be at. 21-1.
Yeah. Played 5 games over the last 2 weeks, won all 5 of them.
Yeah, it's actually pretty insane.
Top of the regional standings right now is Quincy.
Yeah.
Host a regional would be huge.
Yeah, didn't they last year as well?
Yep. Yeah, last year we did. It was quite the atmosphere.
Bring it home. Bring it home again. Let the boys come out. We'll be there.
Yeah. They got next Friday. They're at home in Pepsi against Rockhurst. Rockhurst only lost, I believe, 3 or 4 games on the season.
They're really good, yeah. They're 18-6 overall.
Oh.
Let's see. William Jewell.
They got.
What are they looking like?
I know they got it.
Not as good. 10-13.
2 weeks out, but November 4th, they're at UMSL. I know UMSL's ranked. That'll be a really exciting matchup. Wish that one was in Quincy. Unfortunately, it's in St. Louis.
Yeah, at least they finish off the season at Pepsi. UND and Lewis, November 10th and 11th. That should be good. It should be fun.
Well, they're really exciting. You're talking about the future of the program. That's a really young team, too. A lot of underclassmen getting most of the playing time.
Yeah, freshmen, sophomores, young team. It's going to be good for a while. They're only going to get better. And I feel like they're only going to get better as the season goes on. They settle in more. I mean, how much more can you really settle in, though? You're already
22-0 instead of 21-1.
Yeah, really. They lose to Texas A&M, University of Kingsville.
Yeah, that was a 5
early,
set.
Yeah, early in the season.
I think that's
Tamek Invitational. Couldn't tell you.
The impressive thing about this, though, you look through, it's a lot of 3-0s, some 3-1s sprinkled in, not many 5-set matches.
Yeah, no, they're dominating opponents, and even in that tournament, 3-1, 3-0, 3-0, and the loss, obviously 5-set. But yeah, Upper Iowa gave them a run for their money early in the season. Have we played them again? Yeah, and then we 3-0'd them next time. Yeah. Can't let it slide twice, right?
Yeah, maybe a little one of those. You have the underclassmen come in a little too high and struggle for a game, but second time against Upper Iowa, they locked it in.
Yeah. That shows how, you just mature over the course of a season, come together as a team, all the road trips and stuff. You know, it's good bond.
Yeah.
We got golf. Golf had a tournament this past weekend. The men's didn't do too hot, finishing second to last in that tournament. The women's, however, a little better. They were in the middle of the pack. Haven't heard too much about golf this year. Haven't really been too good. I heard the women's are a lot better than the men's. So I've heard, but who knows? They haven't really made too much noise. Kind of finishing in the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's golf. It's a hard sport.
Head.
Can't say that I'm too good at golf. So.
Yeah.
Oh, most people. Most people cannot.
Some people just can't, though. I don't get it. Like, why is Hank so good at golf? It just makes no sense. Like,
he plays a lot.
Yeah, you got to play a lot, too, to be good. It's an expensive sport.
Like I said, I think that's a lot of it's just consistency. Because most people are capable of hitting, like, a good shot once or twice around.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of
how many times can you do it in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like, if you can drive, can you putt? Can you chip?
Consistently.
Yeah. It's so hard to be a good golfer.
Like Kathy Gilmore's, drive it into the hole every time.
I mean, yeah. That's usually the, I mean, that's the ideal plan. It's the ideal goal, you know. I don't know. What else we got? Soccer.
Yeah, both soccer's been playing. Both of them had a
soccer played
weekend in Kansas City last week, playing at Rockhurst and at William Jewell.
Yeah, the men's, they picked up two dubs on the road. Beat Rockhurst 3-2, William Jewell 2-1. Had, let's see, who got goals in that one? Renato Ramos picked one up, as well as Pal Vistnes. Good for those fellas. Who else?
Against William Jewell, it was Ben Scottford and Josh Nwosu had the two goals.
Yeah. And this weekend, they split. Played McKendree Friday. Tough loss. 3-0 loss. They didn't play a bad game. I was there, and they were playing all right. They were just getting some – McKendree got some cheeky goals, just kind of ball, kind of just squibbling into the net some way, somehow. I don't know. Was it, we didn't get – the score didn't really dictate the how the game went. And today, good win, 3-1 over Umsel. Renato Ramos picked up another one. Ben Scottford, Lewis Chapman. It was a good game.
This team's been playing really well ever since they had the – I mean, it was a loss 1-0 to UIS, but UIS is a really good team. Since that, their only other loss in the last, what, six games has been to McKendree.
Yeah. And, yeah, and like I said, it was a – they played well. They've been playing a lot better than they started the season. I mean, they kind of figured it out. And today, I mean, it was a slow game at the start. It was 0-0 at half, and then we came out hot. I mean, we came out, scored quick. Then they tied it up, and then we scored right after, and then buried the hatchet later on.
That's what I found so interesting watching this team is you've got games like the UIS game where they can really, you know, play slow defensively, and then there's, you know, next weekend come out against Southwest Baptist, just, you know, up-tempo, balls flying everywhere, and they can, you know, hold their own both styles of play.
Yeah. On the other hand, the women's, they've been having a tough season, to say the least, 3-10-2 on the season. Just struggling to put the ball in the back of the net, really. I mean, and from the games that I've seen, it's not the keepers. They're getting the teams are just getting open chances, like point blank shots. Like last week, we were on the road, Rockhurst, William Jewell, lost and tied. Tough. Who scored? Ella Wolford picked one up in the Rockhurst game.
Yeah, William Jewell was had Alexis Boyer, and Ella Wolford had another one.
Another one. Yeah, Wolford scores a lot. She's always, I mean, she's involved. I mean, I feel like we need to almost run like a different, like, setup. Like, we play kick and run, but then they got, it's just one striker trying to settle and work past, like, the whole back line. And typically most teams are running four on defense. It's tough. I mean, when you're playing kick and run, it's hard to have one striker. You need, like, two so you can, you know, the element of surprise. You can go left, you can go right. I don't know. And then this weekend, combined 10-0 loss. Very rough.
Definitely not how you want to finish your last weekend at home.
No. And then that doesn't give you any sort of confidence going on the road next weekend.
Against you, Indy.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you, Indy's pretty solid this year. Let's see. What are they up to? No. 4-7. I feel like a lot of these games we're playing are winnable games. We're just not, like, playing to our best ability. I don't know.
It's actually interesting looking at the men's side of the conference standings. The last few weekends, I mean, the men's teams played themselves into the season ended today. They make the conference tournament. So they've managed to play their way up the standings.
Yeah, I mean, they're making a push. I mean, they won today. They've been winning. I mean, what, top first eight teams?
Yeah, right now they're currently eighth out of 14. Top eight.
Take a look at it.
Top eight are the ones that make the conference tournament. I mean, they were right at the – I think they were tied for last as of two or three weekends ago and managed to make their way up to eighth.
Yeah. So they went out. They're in.
Yeah.
Have we played well on the road? Let's see. What's our road schedule looking like? 2-4. Not the best, but it's all right. Couple winnable games. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean,
take over your trap.
The 5-8-2 doesn't really reflect how they've looked the last couple weekends.
Nah, yeah, this is a completely different team than the start of the season, I'd say. I mean, yeah, they turned it around for sure.
Let's just say it looks a team that looks a lot more confident too.
Yeah, just playing like with some like passion, like playing aggressive, doing like being creative as well, like thinking out of the box.
Yeah.
Playing free, you know what I mean? That's how you got to play soccer. You can't play all tensed up. You got to be creative. It's a big – soccer's one big puzzle. It's an interesting sport. Sprint football.
Yeah,
took a loss.
Yep. Tough loss this weekend.
The Dogs.
Who'd they play? Midway University? No,
St. Mary of the Woods College.
Oh, it's not updated on here.
No, but if you go to St. Mary's website.
Mary of the Woods. Bellarmine. They play Bellarmine. Got a buddy that plays soccer at Bellarmine.
Yeah, sprint football lost 28-14 yesterday. But that's a loss to a team that's 4-1 on the year, so certainly not a...
We're not having a bad year. We're 3-2.
Yeah.
Only one loss.
For a second-year program, not bad.
No, agreed. I would say the same. Baseball wrapped up our fall season recently. Had a fall World Series, Hawk World Series. That went well. Was competitive, was fun. Went to 3 games. First 2 games were blowouts, and then Game 3 was a bloodbath. Whatever. Who was it? What were the colors? It was brown and black, brown and gray. We were brown. What was the other team?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember their jerseys.
I don't know. Whatever, the other team jumped up. Well, we were down like 10, 7, a lot. Came back. Still lost, though. It's all right. It happens.
We got a lot of sports getting ready to start here, all the winter sports. And wrestling's got a inner squad coming up on Thursday.
I also hear that lacrosse has a exhibition game next Sunday. I forgot who they played, but John Jennings, shout out John, told me to show up, so I'm going to be there.
What day is it?
Sunday at, hold on. Oh, wait. No, this isn't updated. I don't know. I don't think it would be on here anyway. He said, I think it's either noon or 1, early afternoon. Halloween weekend lacrosse. He said he was going to hit somebody. He said he was going to lay somebody out.
That's tough.
Yeah, I really want to see it. He's really getting me fired up. I might have to start showing up to some lacrosse games. I feel like I watched some lacrosse in high school. Like, good lacrosse is kind of fun to watch.
I haven't watched much.
It's like, it's kind of interesting if you sit down and watch it. It's tough. I mean, it's like football. It's like a mix between like basketball. Somebody said it. It's like basketball and soccer and hockey. Like, all put together. I don't know. It's weird.
I've watched them on TV before. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. They can do, like, tough moves and, like, break each other's ankles and stuff.
Yeah, dude, it's sick. You can, yeah. Dude. And then you lay people out, too, kind of like the hockey ass. And you can go behind the goal.
Yeah.
You can, like, do, like, a wraparound. Mm-hmm. And then
you do some crazy shots, dude. I mean, yeah. You're flinging a ball. Yeah,
like, they're, like, behind, like, behind your back. Flip it through your legs. Mm-hmm. You can get some... What's the world record? I'm looking up world record hardest lacrosse shot.
That's one where I would not want to be a goalie in the way of that because lacrosse balls aren't exactly soft.
127 miles an hour. That's nuts. According to Lacrosse Monkey.
100 what?
According to Lacrosse Monkey.
Oh, what was the number? How hard?
127.
127.
Yeah, that's a ripper.
If it gets you in the forearm. Dude. I'm looking at what goalies wear. It's just like.
Nick.
A catcher, basically.
Nick Deagle.
Yeah, I don't think it's.
Nick Deagle.
Don't think it's really any more padding than what the rest of the team wears. It's got a bigger net.
Who, for hockey?
The goalie. No, the goalie's lacrosse? Got, yeah.
Lacrosse goalie might be harder than, like, hitting a baseball almost.
You got, it's...
Honestly...
Like, if anything's going to compete, it's probably lacrosse goalie.
Yeah. 100 miles an hour from as close as they can
little
get.
Tiny white ball.
You don't really have time to react.
Plus bodies in front of you.
Yeah, that's tough.
I mean...
You think you could stand in there and do it?
I probably wouldn't be very good, but... I'd give it a valiant effort.
I'd cover about as much of the goal as my shoulders will.
I feel like I would, anything like at my midsection, I'd like just move out of the way. But anything like up or down, I feel like I can maybe handle.
I feel like wherever my stick is, I can get like a little.
Yeah.
But I can't go from like one corner all the way down.
Yeah, like that's like the hard part. Shot. Like they have it up and then they have to go straight down with it like. Yeah.
Like professional shots, dude. Professional shots, we would have no chance.
Yeah, no. Yeah. They had to, like, move their body while, like, whipping the stick down and then, like, not. Yeah, I don't even know. It's tough. All while it's coming at you over a hundo. Damn near every time. That's crazy. Yeah,
hopefully they just hit my stick. Yeah. I don't have to move it.
Yeah.
Just don't hit me, like, yeah. Hit my pads. Even then, I feel like even then.
No, they aren't huge pads.
No, even then it would hurt, dude. They probably got welts all over their body. And then they'd be smacking each other with the sticks. Like, you can just slash them. You can just literally just run up and just smack them.
I don't think that's true.
No, I swear, mean, you literally can.
I thought you had, I think the rule is you had to have hand, like,
no, I think hands. You can't do that. I think that's what you can't do.
Really?
I don't think you can cross-check. Yeah, maybe you can. But, no, I've literally seen it. You can, like, run up and, like, just like if somebody's running, you can just literally smack them. Just run up, smack
them. What if you just hit them in the leg, like, really hard?
Dude, you
like,
can't. I think you can. You can
just break someone's knees.
I don't think you can go for the legs.
I was going to say, there's definitely going to be
I feel like I don't limitations. Think you can go for the legs.
Still a
that would be barbaric.
I've seen it though, like they just like somebody like yeah. sticks it in between their legs and like trips them up. He was pissed. It was funny.
Yeah, they got both basketball teams are about to start. They got they're both next Monday, October 30th. Oh no, women's is on Sunday at Purdue. Next Monday, October 30th, the men are at Iowa for a preseason, like, exhibition games.
Playing big D1 schools. Should be interesting. Fitz, give me a score prediction for both games. Men's against Iowa. Go.
Men's against Iowa? 85. No, not that high. 75 to 48. 75-48. 75-48? Yep. Quincy winning. I like Iowa.
Okay. Now go women's. Purdue.
I would say Quincy. They're playing against Purdue.
Yeah.
Quincy maybe 32.
Okay.
Iowa.
Purdue.
Oh, Purdue.
Purdue.
64. Okay. That's a high score. 58.
I'll say that's a tough part because I've seen even like a team like KU, they play some of these preseason games regardless of any talent difference that they might just come out kind of cold missing shots. I mean, last year, the men's team, they played at Illinois. They had closely like 10 or 15 point game at halftime, which for the talent gap is honestly pretty good for what you'd expect going in.
Yeah. What else we got? We can do a little. We got KU basketball coming up soon.
Preseason number one, the AP 25, top 25.
Pretty loaded roster, I feel like.
Yeah. What are your expectations for your Rock Chalk Jayhawks this year, Colin?
Win the national championship.
Nothing more, nothing.
I mean, we're ranked number less. One.
Nothing less.
I mean, nothing less.
We talking undefeated or what?
Nah, they don't go undefeated. They're not going undefeated.
Not going to go undefeated. I mean, they will probably be favored in pretty much every game they play in, but.
Just no, like, stupid losses.
No Grady Dick. No Grady Dick.
We'll be all right.
Be chilling.
We got 7'2". Hunter Dickinson from Michigan.
Yes, sir.
And then DeJuan's returning.
They got three starters coming back. I mean, yeah, you're going to have KJ. I mean, speaking of lacrosse, KJ Adams used to play lacrosse in high school. That would be scary. 6'7", about, 220, 230 of all muscle, just running at you.
Yeah, dude, imagine that. Imagine him running up to you, smacking you with his stick, like, while you're trying to make a run, and this dude's just big, that big.
Yeah, that dude's huge.
Hawking you down. You hear the footsteps from a mile away. He's breathing.
Or imagine he's got the ball. You got to stop him.
Nah, there's no stopping him.
He can have a goal at that point.
Yep, just take it.
I'm moving out of the way. I'm sorry.
He could probably rip. How hard do you think he ripped that thing? 115.
I don't know, because I'm sure there's a lot. It's a lot of technique.
It definitely is. You gotta
get some.
You gotta be whippy. Yeah, it's tough. Big and strong isn't always the best.
Strength definitely helps, but
well, yeah, you know,
like you took a bodybuilder and had to play lacrosse. They aren't gonna look good.
It's not gonna look pretty. Yeah. Yeah. How about that Iowa basketball, the women's basketball game outside? Was that a record-setting attendance level? What was it?
Yeah, like, I'll look it up.
I don't remember the exact number.
It was a lot.
I mean, stuff like that's always cool. I mean, you had Wisconsin with the, or not with, Nebraska with the women's volleyball team sold out their football stadium for a
match. Yeah, that's wild.
They had 55,000 people at Kinnick Stadium.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, that is nuts. That's a lot of people.
For a basketball game.
For women's basketball. I mean, it's the record setter all time.
All time. Was it all NCAA record? Or just Iowa? Obviously.
Women's basketball. So it'd be.
Any women's basketball. WNBA.
WNBA arenas probably don't have a capacity that high.
No. Yeah. And I don't really know that they don't do anything outside like that, do they? Not that I know of. Can't say that I'm much of a WNBA follower.
Caitlin Clark, good for the game.
Yeah. It's just cool to see the women athletes are starting to kind of build a brand.
Yeah, Angel Reese.
She's a beast.
Beast Reese.
Beast mode.
I love LSU. LSU is good at everything. Just took down Mizzou. Not that 2 weeks ago. I was there. Good for them. The real Tigers.
Yeah, the SEC needs to get a little more creative with their mascots. Can't just have every other team be Tigers.
Yeah, you know, it's a common theme. It is what it is, though.
The SEC sucks.
Yeah, overrated.
I don't know why Mizzou ever really switched. I mean, I guess it's good for the program, but...
I thought they were a football school.
Yeah. No.
Not in the SEC.
No.
Not there yet.
No. Not just yet. I mean, they're playing good. They're all right this year.
Yeah.
They haven't really played any, like... I mean, they've played a few. They've won a few decent games, but nothing.
Luther Burden can help cover up a lot of problems that you might have with the team.
St. Louis native, baby. On the with the Red Hot Ripplets NIL deal.
The what?
The Red Hot Ripplets deal.
What's that?
Dude, yeah, you don't know about that. That's a STL thing.
What is it?
Dude, it's like a hot chip. It's like a wavy, like spicy barbecue chip. Like, and it's
Is it good?
It's amazing. Yeah. Dude, if you get it with like a deli sandwich, it's like so good with a deli sandwich.
What's it called?
Red Hot Ripplets. And he got an NIL deal, and he's all over all the bags and everything.
This is Mizzou basketball or football coach?
No, player, wide receiver, Luther Burden.
Oh, Luther Burden, yeah.
Dog. Yeah.
He's only a sophomore, but hear a lot about him next year when he can get drafted.
Yeah. He's been a dog so far. Hopefully he can keep going. It'd be cool. Local guy, stayed home. He could have gone anywhere.
He still could go anywhere.
Yeah, still. Yeah. I don't know. Who knows if he will or not.
He could.
I'm assuming he's getting a pretty penny from these NIL deals. I don't think he really wants to.
It's always hard to say.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm sure he's getting.
Oh, he's definitely getting. Oh, but yeah. We're talking relative to if you were to go to, an Alabama or something like that.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Good point. Good point.
But he also, I bet, gets a bonus from St. Louis companies being from there.
Yeah.
Trying to push their guy.
He's got the brand. He's got the brand down, staying home. I think it was smart. I was surprised. I was surprised.
You thought he was going to pick a bigger school?
Yeah, 100%. And same thing with, like, Kevin Coleman. He went to my high school. He had offers literally everywhere, and then he went to Jackson State with Deion. And then Deion left for Colorado and didn't take him with him. Now Kevin's at Louisville, and he's not doing much. Oh, well, though. It's kind of sick. Yeah. I know two people at Louisville. Kind of money. Luke Napleton. Shout out. KU Hawks baseball.
Yeah.
A lot of people are surprised, though, with what goes into these types of decisions. I know. Can't think of his name at Idaho. I mean, that's an FCS school. He had offers from any school you can think of, you know, Clemson, yeah, Alabama, all of those that chose Idaho in FCS. His dad's the coach there. I mean, it's one of those, if you got the name and the talent, it doesn't matter where you go. You're going to, yeah, like,
you get the notoriety.
Yeah, you're going to get drafted either way.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like a guy, yeah, like a guy like Travis Hunter being at,
yeah,
Jackson State.
Yeah, Jackson.
Like, doesn't matter. Now look at him.
Yeah.
Being a dog. We got NFL football.
Yeah.
Go Chiefs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one.
Give me a little.
On top.
Give me a little reaction statement from you two. You both have Chiefs hoodies on.
Yeah. I would say the first half was fun to watch.
It was fun to watch when the Chiefs had the ball.
Yeah.
When Justin Herbert was throwing the ball, you know, 40 yards downfield to Gerald Everett, that wasn't as fun.
Yeah, but didn't you just know the whole time we were going to win?
It was one of those, it's like, you were never really worried. It was just kind of annoying because it's like,
yeah,
just, you just need one stop and you could put them away.
What is our secondary doing?
Yeah.
That was the whole first half. What is our secondary doing? Ah, oh, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift.
I had
yeah,
flashbacks
more
to
yeah, more Taylor Swift. Last week's segment, we talked about that as well. Still stealing the spotlight.
Jeez, secondary's giving me flashbacks to Daniel Sorensen.
Daniel Sorensen. I love Daniel Sorensen.
Every opposing offense loved him.
How about Rashee Rice?
Hey.
I saw him like a boomstick today.
Last pick of the draft, baby.
Dog.
Yeah.
He's tough.
Last pick of my fantasy draft is what
I was about to say. Yeah. You're not quite.
I gotta specify.
Yeah, maybe about, it's like five rounds late, but yeah.
Yeah. Last round of my fantasy draft, I picked up Rashee Rice. He's been going crazy.
Yeah, he's working his way into getting a bigger role there.
Yeah.
They tried to get Justin Ross in there once or throw up a little fade to him in the end zone.
McColl had a nice little punt return.
Yeah, and he had a third and six or seven, had a first down, catch for a first down to right before they scored the last touchdown.
Mm-hmm. How you looking in fantasy this week, Colin?
The guy I'm playing didn't set a lineup, so.
There you go. Yeah. Gotta love it.
Yep.
I'm getting smoked in both leagues, I believe. I started Daniel Jones, and he got 0 points and didn't play. They said he was healthy.
I think they saw the game last week in Buffalo, and kind of hard to not give Tyrod Taylor another chance after the way he's played.
Yeah, I agree. It just pisses me off because CJ Stroud had a bye, and I had nobody else to start.
I think the Texans are going to make the playoffs.
With that division, really, they definitely could.
They could.
They're a good team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really see the Jaguars being, like, a team that can, like, make
they,
a run.
They have, like, the names, like, the yeah, players. Yeah, I'm like, why are they not winning games? But they got beat by the Texans.
They kind of had the problems last year of they didn't – they're so fast, but they don't – they couldn't really play as physical, so come January, that's kind of a problem.
Yeah.
So you went out, and they added Calvin Ridley. Problem is, he's not a huge guy. He's a great route runner, but he's another one. He's not going to go out and just bully people.
1.5 points this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Been a little all or nothing, fantasy-wise.
They're letting the Colts put up way too many points on them, too. 20 and 21. Colts are not those boys.
How about the Colts offense, though, this week against the Browns? The Browns had the number one defense coming in, gave up
30. Hey, win's a win. Okay. A win is a win. Browns to the Super Bowl.
Okay. You got a backup quarterback in there.
Win's a win. Nah, it's just the factory of sadness, you know, and
They might get in the playoffs this year.
We have a shot. We got a shot.
They just need the offense to be functional.
We play the Steelers, too, which is huge, in 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks. That'll be a good game. That'll be a,
be a close game. I don't know if it'll be a game worth watching.
Oh, I'm going to be watching. Me and my buddy Logan, we're going to be watching. We're going to be yelling at each other. Last time, 26-22, Steelers.
Race to 17 points.
Chiefs got the Dolphins and the Eagles coming up. They got November 5th, Dolphins, and then bye week, and then Eagles.
Those are going to be two good games.
Yeah, those are going to be crazy. 8:30 a.m.
What?
Oh, it's a Germany game.
Yeah.
Oh.
I wish I could travel, dude. That would be so fun. Oh.
That would be dope.
Go to Germany for a football game.
That would be awesome. Who else we got? Who's looking good? Eagles are going to run away with the East. Oh. I don't think the Cowboys are.
The Eagles have a really tough schedule coming up, though.
True. Very. I mean, that you make. Yeah. You
they play the Dolphins now.
They play.
Yeah, they're playing.
And
right
A.J.
now.
Brown just scored a touchdown. 17-3. Texans are up 3-1.
Yeah, Texans.
I mean, they got
Texas.
Oh, Texas. Baseball.
Yeah, Rangers.
3-1. Good. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, Eagles' upcoming schedule. They got the Commanders, which should be a win, but for whatever reason, they struggle with them the last couple of years. And you got Cowboys by at Kansas City, play Buffalo, San Francisco, and at Dallas. Then you got at Seattle.
It's a tough schedule, I feel like.
Well, just having all of them packed together like that. I mean,
yeah, it is
split
tough.
With the Cowboys, between Chiefs, Bills, 49ers. He could win at least, I guess, one of those. I mean, Bills, you don't know with how healthy the defense will be, but, I mean, that'll be the stretch that will kind of really decide this season whether they're fighting for a one seed in the NFC or maybe a five seed.
What we got predictions for these MLB playoff series? Both of them. Who we thinking? Who we gonna see in the World Series? I want the Phillies, me personally. I want to see Bryce Harper in the playoffs.
I would agree.
Or in the World Series.
I would like either of those teams.
Honestly,
I like both those teams.
Yeah, so, I really don't care that much. But
the Diamondbacks got some Corbin Carroll, Alec Thomas hit the home run.
Yeah,
that was sick. No complaints getting to watch more of them. Yeah. I also can't explain it, but I've always really liked Ketel Marte.
No, I agree. I agree. He's cool. He's fun to watch. I just feel like the Phillies are inevitable, though.
I mean, you see their lineup. They're just a scary team. They've got the possibility, no matter who they're facing, any game just randomly popping off for, 10-plus runs.
Homers in bunches.
The Link has got to be the most electric environment in sports right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
in Philly.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, Bryson Stotts walk up. That's so sick.
Yeah.
The whole stadium singing. You see the videos of the
they won this win.
Who was it? It was, I think they were NBA guys. Or no, NFL guys.
Well, I know I've seen, like,
DeAndre Swift was there.
Jason Kelsey. Both Kelsey brothers were there for one of the games. I know I've seen, like, Joel Embiid, some 76ers there.
They were like, they're like baseball fans now. They're like, I didn't know baseball games were this lit.
That's
the same guy who hit the first one. Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, it's Schwarber.
It's the same guy who hit the first one.
There's a guy, did I tell you, there's a guy in the soccer game today for Umsel. Looked just like Kyle Schwarber. And I said it on the air. I was like, this guy looks like Kyle Schwarber. He's been thinking about it the whole game. I couldn't help but say something.
In what game?
In the men's game. This dude, I swear. I was like, for all you baseball fans out there, a little like size reference of this dude, Kyle Schwarber. Kind of looks like him and built like him.
Kyle Schwarber doesn't look like a soccer player.
No, and this dude moved. This dude was moving, though. Like, he was a big boy. He was moving. Like, he was a captain. I think he was the captain. He was the captain.
He was a beast.
He's a dog. Yeah, I really don't want the Astros to go to the World Series, though. Rangers looking good right now, though.
Blown save in game five, though. That really hurts. I mean,
that was a cool home run.
Oh, yeah. That was a home run by Altuve. I will say Altuve, actually, to be honest, a lot of the Astros, the players I do like. It's just hard to cheer for an organization after cheating.
Agreed.
Yep. I want them to lose other than that.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win the World Series? We got a World Series prediction. Like, each big team. I like the Rangers.
I like the Phillies.
It's really hard not to be pessimistic and just say the Astros. True. I mean, maybe they'll lose this one, but after watching Game 5, it's just kind of they're inevitable.
They are in the playoffs. It makes me so mad.
They just hit.
Yeah. That whatever they need, they get.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a feeling that the Astros are. I think this is going to go to 7. I think the Astros are going to win in 7.
Yeah. It's tough to say with the Phillies just because they're so home run dependent that.
True. True.
They're all of a sudden. I mean, you saw.
They need the long ball.
Game 3 and 4 against Arizona.
Yeah.
Playing a bigger. I guess Houston's not a big park either, though, so they can definitely hit home runs there.
I think I'm just saying the Phillies because I'm a Bryce Harper fan. Probably. Yeah. I don't know, I'm being biased.
I mean, I don't know if there's betting odds, but the Phillies are definitely. It's probably. They're going to either be number 1 or number 2 right now.
Yeah. It's game 6 tomorrow at 4. I'm hype. I'm tuned in.
It's a really good team right there, the Phillies.
Yeah.
They've got actually nuts. Top 3 pitchers in their rotation have been almost untouchable.
The lineup's all hitting, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Russell,
Schwarber, Castellanos, Harper, Turner.
You know, Nick Castellanos is hitting 7th in your lineup.
Remuto.
Marsh
really doesn't end.
Yeah, Rojas is about the only one that's not really.
Yeah, and he's like a gold glove caliber center fielder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's that. It's nuts.
Oh, and you got 8 guys that can go yard. You can afford one.
Yeah.
It's not as big of a threat.
Yeah.
There's a lockdown in center field.
Yeah, literally.
Well, that helps. When you got, I guess Schwarber DHs, but you still got Castellanos doesn't have the largest range in right field.
No. Bat helps, though. That bat helps. He's been red hot.
I think that's one of those the Phillies kind of. They've had the problem the last few years of their defense just not being. I mean, even this year, they've had a few errors in the playoffs, but.
Yeah.
Got the offense to overcome it.
Yeah. Definitely agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
That wraps it up.
Yeah, that's all we got. Thanks to our guests, Tyler Menendez and Colin Fitzgerald. Thank you for listening to Hawk Talk. I'm Lucas Laudentine. This has been a production of the QU Media Podcast Network.